Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there, and like you gotta watch it, you know. And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama.
Yes, and
PureFlix originals. Like I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the things we didn't get to during the course of the show today. This was kind of a heavy story. I didn't want to do it during the regular show, but it's pretty interesting. Remember those two guys that went, that were American, that went to fight in the Ukraine
Yes.
with the Ukrainian army, and then they got captured?
Mm-mm.
And you don't remember that? And then
did we get them back?
Yeah, somebody in the Middle East. There was somebody else that was negotiating for prisoner releases, and they got them back. And so you're thinking, oh, that's great. They got back, and maybe it wasn't that bad. But they're now starting to talk. They did like an interview together, and they said it was like horrible, apparently.
Oh, man.
Like, because the way that the Russians made it, like, oh, we're holding them. It's you know, whatever. But apparently, like, they were taken to a black site.
What's that mean?
An off the books kind of place to hold people and interrogate them. And so he said they were like subjected to torture every day. They lived on spoiled bread and dirty water. And the one of them was like, I'm going to die from this situation or they're going to kill me. And he said, we prayed for death. We just wanted to die and just wanted it to end.
Ooh.
You're like, wow.
That's heartbreaking.
And that's heavy. And like one of these guys, Andy, is a 27-year-old Marine. I was working as a delivery driver, and he saw the war stuff going on. He said it felt so wrong to sit back and do nothing. So watching it, it kept gnawing at him, and he decided, I didn't want to do nothing, so I'm going. And he got engaged a couple days before he went, and
wow.
Then he was captured. He was only there for 2 months and then got captured in a mission that went wrong. And I guess when the mission went wrong, they evaded capture for like 8 hours running through the woods, and they were dodging like drones and landmines and stuff, and eventually they got surrounded, and they thought they were going to be executed right then and there, but then they were taken as prisoners. And said what kept them going was thinking of their families, and they said now that we are bonded for life. They didn't know each other before they went to Ukraine together. My mission was to keep Andy alive, and his was to keep me alive.
Aww.
That's powerful, and you wouldn't want them to ever have been in that situation in the first place, but at least they did it together versus doing it alone.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing, too, because you don't think, like, okay, was it really that bad or whatever? You know, you see the videos. They'd show little videos of them and stuff, but he said it was weird. Like, we got to talk to our loved ones, and the guys that had just beaten me were in the same room while I was on the phone, so I had to, you know, smile and pretend everything was fine, and I'm being treated well, you know, and all the propaganda and stuff like that they had to go through. But it was one of those stories. Not a documentary, but a news story that they're both going to be on, I think, on ABC. And so I definitely want to see that.
Did you say they were Americans?
Yes. Yeah, they were Americans
that went
to fight.
To help.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, I mean, like, his point, too, is, like, I didn't want to just sit by and watch all this happen. And we're kind of at that point country-wise, whereas is Putin grows more desperate and will start to resort to more horrific tactics.
Yeah.
you can't just sit by and allow that to happen, even if it's the threat of World War III. At some point in time, somebody has to stop the madness. And so it'll be interesting to see what goes down with this. Did you see the story? There was a southwestern Arizona woman who pled guilty to collecting ballots during the 2020 primary. Okay, remember all the stuff that the election was rigged and ballots were stolen and all that stuff, like during the Trump stuff? Do you remember all that? Okay. So it turns out, and Arizona was a key contented state in this, and it turns out that there was a lady that was doing this, and she has got 30 days in jail and 2 years probation, and she's 66 years old, a member of the school board, and she was on the left side of the politics and was trying to help, so she had some extra mail-in ballots and was going to do that. Here's the thing, though. This is what's crazy. It was only four. It was four ballots that she had. So not enough to even remotely destroy the election. Sure. But it should never happen, you know?
Right. Yeah. And also, too, like, if we can learn from how she did it, then right. we can make precautions for next time.
Because it calls into question, because the widespread voter fraud to the point that it could tip the election, because that was what Trump's accusation was. And when they started diving down into it, they were finding that there was fraud, and there, but it was it was smaller, like this, you know, and it wasn't this widespread thing, is what the findings are. Now I know there are people that debate that and dispute that. I get that. I fully get that. But my point is, and what Trump's point would be, is if it can happen small, then we know it can happen big, and he contends that it did happen big, you know, and so that's where we've been stuck for how many years of was the election rigged, and then how you view that or what you believe about that is how people size you up instantly, you know, politically and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but it was interesting. She got 30 days, and she was like, the prosecutor was like, "What concerns me is you don't think you did anything wrong." Like the lady was like, "Nope, I didn't do anything wrong."
That's awesome.
I was just holding some ballots.
She won't learn her lesson.
Nope. What do you got, Lady Rock?
The American Music Awards, they announced the nominees for the favorite inspirational artist. And Wally was pointing out to me this morning, they used the word inspirational artist instead of Christian artist. I'm not sure why that is or how long that has been, but here are the nominees for favorite inspirational artist. It's Ann Wilson.
Nice. My cool. Jesus.
Let me tell you about my Jesus. For King and Country. Fix my.
Fix my. Nice.
Katie Nicole.
Oh, we love Katie Nicole.
One great song.
What is it again? I pray for your healing.
Yeah.
The circumstances will change.
Pretty good.
Matthew West.
Oh, yeah.
And then Phil Wickham.
Oh, I can't even say, I can never say anything about Phil Wickham without my voice going, oh, vibrato.
You can actually start voting now, I believe, for your favorite. So do that. I honestly, if I had to choose between all of them, I would choose Phil Wickham.
Yeah.
I see that.
I can see that, I said.
Oh.
What do you think I said?
I don't know. I was just preparing for something bad.
Preparing for the joke.
Who hurt you?
You! But I just recently noticed and started listening to Phil Wickham's acoustic album.
Yes.
And it is really good. Yep. I almost like it better than I do the actual
album. I could see that. I could see that.
But it's good for listening to, like, when you're working on a puzzle or cooking dinner.
Contemplating life. When you look at inspirational, really, like, I would go with, like, Phil Wickham, because I think he is, like, worshipful, inspirational.
Like, he's
absolutely
the new Chris Tomlin.
I think he's really there. Mm-hmm. And he's so nondescript, people don't really know him, you know, or who he is, but his music is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because there were no, did you see the article that you found this in? Did it list any other people, like, you know, like a mainstream person that's seen as inspirational, or was it truly this is the category?
Oh, I don't know.
And we're calling, yeah, I was curious if they,
I didn't look into that.
Yeah, if they just listed the, you know, for
they
our
had a
purposes.
Gospel. Yeah. Category.
Because okay. It's interesting if it's inspirational music and you're only putting Christian artists in
right.
there. It's their way of not necessarily
Christian.
Using Christian.
Right.
But then it's like, if they're going to do that, then it's strictly obviously only meant for us. Because there's other inspiring music out there that's not Christian music.
Yeah, to me that seems like a way of not using the word Christian, you know, because of connotations with it or whatever. Inspirational feels just nondescript, and so I could see why they would use that word instead. Gospel is one of those things. It's kind of like, you know how country music dabbles with faith, you know, God, country, and guns, and you're like, oh, okay, it's kind of, it's Christian elements to it. It's not offensive because it's country, but it's God. Yeah,
for them, it feels like sometimes country, it's like God is a part of country music, whereas like we as country music are a part of like the kingdom and are a part of God's kind of move here.
But gospel music feels almost like it's not, and it's seriously religious and stuff like that, but because of the culture of it and things like that, it feels more like, I think it's perceived as an accepted genre that is not pressing its faith into anybody like Christian circles might be considered. It seems less harmless to them and more of like a, it's a style of music versus
it's like a
what
cultural,
it's really about. Yeah. You know, exactly. I think people are less freaked out about that, and that's why they can be like, oh, gospel, yeah. I mean, like mainstream people love to do gospel albums too, but they won't do Christian albums, you know, kind of thing.
Your buddy Walker Hayes, he is a nominee for Favorite Country Album and Favorite Male Country Artist.
Oh, good for him.
Morgan Wallen is on there.
I saw a lady with a Morgan Wallen t-shirt the other day walking out of Target with her kid, and I'm just like, again, it just, he sidestepped something that no one would be able to come back from, you would think, you know, and he did. Somehow he did. I don't know, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm looking on this list. I'm seeing Latin, pop, rock.
Right.
I'm not seeing anybody. There's just inspirational and gospel.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what they're calling Christian
stuff. But Top Gun Maverick made Favorite Soundtrack.
Nice. Of course it did. Come on, man.
As well as Encanto and Elvis.
Elvis still making
That's cool.
K-pop now has their own favorite K-pop artist.
There's own category?
Yep.
Well, that's awesome.
Well, why do you have your own category for one band? Because they're all the same. It's
oh my gosh!
The same
and I'm
band.
Looking at this.
Put on different wigs.
So BTS, of course, is in there, and they have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 members.
Yes.
Then there is 17. That's another band.
Do they have?
They
17?
Have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 people. And then there's a girl K-pop group called Twice.
Yep. Nice.
They don't have two members. They have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 members.
Kept it calm.
Why do they have to have so many?
I think because like the Korean economy and stuff isn't that great, and so like, okay, if we're gonna do this, let's help out 9 people. You know, let's give 9 people careers and jobs. You know,
well, they just have like, they have, let's say, like 10 sets of voices that they've already tracked for a million songs.
Yeah,
and they just plug that in as the lip syncing that they have new bands quote unquote do.
Yeah, that's insane. Well, there you go. Let's get on to some birthdays.
Okie dokie, that's me. So, Carla Hammer wants to get a birthday shout out for her sister, Paula. Happy birthday, Paula. Said she's a saint. She's going to be 71.
What?
We sisters are taking her to Zach Williams concert.
That is so great.
Because she is such a fan. That is awesome.
That is awesome. At 71, like, I don't want to go out to a concert now a lot of times. It's late. You
it's
know,
exhausting.
It's loud.
But Paula's all about it.
Good for her, man.
And then Natalie wants to wish Vivian a happy birthday. She's the eldest daughter of 3 kids. Said she's a homeschooler and a golfer. You need to keep all of this in mind, okay, Wally?
Okay.
Listening to me. She's a homeschooler and a golfer for our local high school and is just lovely and fun. Also forgot to say that she is turning 17. And her question is, Vivian leads our youth worship band on guitar and vocals with her sister, Annabelle, on the keys, and they need a band name.
Oh.
We are Southern Baptist.
Okay.
Any suggestions?
Oh, boy. Southern Baptist homeschool.
Homeschooled, a golfer. She says that she's turning 17.
Okay.
And that she's lovely. And she's the eldest of 3 daughters.
Oh, my goodness.
3 kids.
But only 2 are in the band.
Mm-hmm. Her and Annabelle.
Her and Annabelle. Woof. Okay, you said they were Baptist, right?
Southern Baptist.
Southern Baptist. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think the name of their band should be called Dunkin' Go Nuts. Like Duncan, like you're dunking somebody in the water, and yeah. their music is fun. So Duncan, go nuts. That's what I would awesome. Go with.
So Natalie is probably thinking, I've obviously come to the wrong person.
No, I think it's gonna be great. Like you have to, like anytime you name a band, you have to do a couple of things. You have to do it like you're introducing the band, and then you know if it sticks or not. And so you go, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Dunkin' Donuts. See, it works so much. And then when the other thing you have to do is do the chant, like how what the chant the crowd would chant. And like they can't do Dunkin' Go Nuts. Oh, they actually could. It's better. It's better if you Dunkin'. But
then
could
we
do.
Think you're at a Newsboys concert.
Oh, that's true. They're the drummer. But yeah, Dunkin' Go Nuts. There you go. You're welcome.
Okay.
It's a gift.
All right, let's go to
Weekend Plans. Weekend Plans. Everyone's got their Weekend Plans. All right, Weekend Plans. Gavin, go, because you're going to have the best weekend.
Yeah, I am. Tomorrow I start a drive towards Orlando, Florida, because I'm going on a solid week-long vacation with the in-laws to Disney World and all of the surrounding parks that are down there.
You're going to have a blast, especially when it's paid, because that's an expensive trip. And if in-laws are paying for
it. It's a blessing for sure. It's not one that we're taking for granted. We're going to treat them to a nice meal, get them some gifts, get them some Disney merch as a way to say thank you. But yes, it is a very large blessing. I'm not even like frightened about the drive tomorrow. Like I'm looking forward to getting out of town. Looking no dogs for a solid.
Oh, who's watching your dogs?
We've got two dog sitters from church that were paying well to do this, and so I'm just kind of looking forward to not having
that's the thing. Pets,
them around.
Like Betty's always been so kind. Like she would watch my cats or my cat after Hank passed away. God bless his soul.
That wasn't my fault either.
No. She didn't kill him. And so like she was always so great about that. And then I know it's like an imposition for her. And so every once in a while, like if we have somebody that's doing it and it falls through, I'm like, Rock, can you help me out, please? And she's always so kind. And
then I end up like thinking to myself, well, I mean, why not? I mean, I'm just going to go sleep on the couch and watch TV.
Yeah.
It's an easy job.
Pour dirt in his bed, you know, that kind of stuff. Like,
put rocks in all of his shoes and clothes.
That was only once as well.
She legitimately, wasn't that your mom's idea?
Yeah.
Like, she put rocks.
That was like 2 years ago.
I swear to you, every once in a while, there'll be something that I haven't worn in 2 years and I'll go to pull it out and there's a rock in the pocket. I mean, it still to this day is happening. It happened like a couple months ago, actually. I'm like, it's funny. Like, it's a joke that keeps on giving from years ago.
I love it. A great job.
Yeah, I thought it was super creative. But I'm always thankful because that's a pain when you're traveling. Like someone watching your pets is a pain. Now, I've always offered to return the favor for Betty, but she always has somebody else to do it. So
I haven't needed it, actually.
Yeah,
because if you're gone, your roommate might be there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And when she's gone, you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Lady Rock.
Want to know what I'm doing this weekend?
I do. What are you doing? It's birthday.
Well.
Weekend plan.
Well, tonight I'm doing nothing.
Nice.
It's going to be great.
Nice.
Then tomorrow, Nicole's getting back in town. We had talked about going to the Bellwitch Cave.
No, scary.
In Adams, Tennessee.
No, scary.
You've always said that was terrifying, I thought. Or
no,
was it hilarious?
It's not terrifying. It's hilarious.
That's what
scary.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's hilarious.
That's a good Halloween thing.
It's great because it's history. Like you walk through there and you see like they still have this old town up. They have a replica of the cabin and you get to walk through a cave. Like to me, it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it is fun to also hear like just the hokiness of it.
Yeah.
It cracks me up. We talked about going. I'm not sure if we will or not. If we don't, I will be going to a get together that my friend is hosting for our small group table at church.
Oh.
So I'll be doing that. One or the other. Not sure. Then Sunday, I have to do nursery at church.
Nice.
So be praying for me. And after that, I'm probably going to do nothing because next week is going to be a bit of a whirlwind, which reminds me, we're going to be in a support drive. So we will not, on Monday, will we do a podcast?
No.
Okay.
No.
So starting today, this will be your last Aftercast podcast. And then we'll be back on, let me look at my calendar to let you know the date of that.
The
we will be
Monday.
Back. Yes, but that is
the 24th.
Okay.
Oh. The 24th, we will be back.
Yeah.
So prepare your hearts.
All right.
What are you doing?
Needs to prepare his
How are you
heart.
Preparing for next weekend or next week?
I'm trying to not think about it, honestly.
He's like, trying to. It sends him into a fresh depression.
If he
thinks about it.
I love your friend's vernacular. Because when you think about it, like if you had to ask somebody for money every time you open your mouth for 5 days straight, you'd probably be a little bit tired of it by the end of it, you know? So there's
six times a year.
Yeah, there's a part of it that's like, whew, okay. But I know it's necessary, and I know the good that it does, so you do it. But yeah, it definitely is. It's a little tiring.
Yeah, so just take this weekend to really do it.
Don't stress yourself out with something
else. Why can't you?
Well, I can't do anything. I can't do nothing.
He's going to work on his death.
I know. I've come to terms with the fact that that's not how you relax. How I relax,
right.
But how you relax is actually doing something.
Yeah.
So I get that. But what I'm saying is do things that you actually want to do and enjoy it for what it is.
My poor wife is getting drug along. Like we were building a screened-in porch, and we're probably 70% there, but now we're on all the stuff that I can't do by myself. Mm-hmm. Like I've done most of what I could do by myself, but I need other hands for these projects. I need someone to hold one end so I can nail some in. And it requires being, 25 feet up on a ladder. And she has been great so far. Like she's gone up the ladder and she hurt her other hip. I'm like, dadgummit. And she's crawled up the ladder and helped me measure and stuff. And so she's done great. But today we have to do like some heavy lifting to get up to the top of the ladders. And so I'm not sure how it's going to go. And so I'm always worried about her falling or something.
Let me put something out there.
Yeah.
You have that neighbor that puts a bunch of skeletons in their yard.
Yes.
Could you borrow one of those skeletons?
Climb
and have
up
it,
that. Well, just
have,
hold it
have
up.
It hold the other
nice.
End. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
What a plan.
Easy.
Yeah, it's like all of my friends that I could actually use to help me are all gone.
Right.
And so it's kind of like, okay, I need your help because I want to get moving forward on it. But she's been great. Like she's been a trooper and has done a good job helping. So today will be the trickiest one. And after today, then it moves back to I can do more by myself. And my buddy Greg will be back in town. So. Mm-hmm.
And Gavin would be there to help, but
no,
he won't be there to help, and I won't be there to help because I think I would get in the way. You
probably
know?
So.
Yeah.
But like, if we were both available and you needed the extra hands, would you like reach out to us?
No. Betty, because I know it's like would not be like her skill set, and the lack of upper body strength is going to be something that was
palpable.
A deterrent. Yeah,
unless there's free food being given out,
I would at least do that for you. Unlike your horrible friends that you help move,
that's true.
That don't feed you. And Gavin, I would not call you because I would not want to impose on you because you
what
live
about
farther
imposing
away.
On me?
I've known you so long. It's just we impose on each other. Every
you
day.
Are an imposition.
Yeah, exactly. No, because like you live a long way away and stuff from where I live, and so yeah, you could do it, and you could help me, and it would take an hour and a half probably. But it's like I don't want to do that to you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So is that all you're doing? You're just working on house projects?
I'm going to work on house projects, and I think we're going to go see a movie tomorrow. Like I've tried to balance it out. Like today I'm going to try and get X amount done, and then we're going to go have dinner with Molly because her husband's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow I'm going to get X amount done, stop, and go to a movie.
Good for you.
And then church on Sunday.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do it in chunks, even because I like to do it all at one time.
I know, but I'm proud of you for putting it in chunks.
It's going to be great.
Like the other day I didn't feed my wife dinner because I just kept going. I'm like, I'm not stopping.
She's
I'm not
an adult.
Stopping. Let's go. That's what I said.
She can feed herself.
I know that's what I said.
But she likes to spend quality time with you.
I know, but I had to get this done. If you want to spend quality time with me, get out here and swing a hammer.
Well, that's what she's doing this weekend.
I know.
She's
been
holding some stuff up.
Yeah, she's killing it. I'm super proud of her. She's done stuff I didn't think she could do. Like, I'm like, oh, good job. All right. Well, with that, I think that's going to do it for your aftercast. And again, we're going to be out all next week. I'm sorry, but then we'll be back on the 23rd. And thanks for being a potty.